White Beaches on the Gulf, about to get a dye job. Billy Nungrasser from Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, is waiting and praying.
This is huge. This has the potential to destroy all of coastal Louisiana and even the beaches in Mississippi and Alabama.
Beyond a crisis, a solution. Beyond darkness, light. Beyond petroleum, BP.
BP is the company responsible for cleaning up the massive oil spill in the Gulf, and it may have trouble getting beyond an oil crisis that could last for years and permanently transform the ecosystem of the Gulf Coast. Beyond petroleum, people of the Gulf Coast wonder about what's on the other side of an oil disaster. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
They're waiting for the oil to come ashore down there in Louisiana. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, April 30th. I'm in New York City, and Celeste is still down in Detroit. Good morning, Celeste.
I am, and that Gulf Coast oil spill is at the top of the news this morning. It could be the start of the nation's worst environmental disaster in decades. The geyser of oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico has reached Louisiana coastline. Right now, it's a thin sheen, but just 3 miles offshore, brown ribbons of oil stretching as far as the eye can see are creeping toward land. Over the weekend, Mississippi, Florida, even parts of Texas may be affected. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says,
"This could be one of the world's greatest nightmare scenarios of an oil gusher."
A state of emergency has been declared in Louisiana. The oil, which is still churning into the sea at a rate of 200,000 gallons a day, could top the Exxon Valdez disaster. President Obama is mobilizing the federal government.
This incident is of national significance, and the Department of Interior has announced that they will be sending SWAT teams to the Gulf to inspect all platforms and rigs.
At least 10 state and federal wildlife refuges are in the path of the River of Oil. The Gulf Coast is one of the world's richest seafood grounds, teeming with shrimp, oysters, and other marine life. This fisherman is worried his livelihood will be destroyed.
Shrimp populations are going to be decimated. It's just people just don't realize the reaches that this could have from Florida to Texas.
He says the area's culture and lifestyle could be affected for years to come.
Federal prosecutors have opened a criminal inquiry now into the trading practices at Goldman Sachs. 2 weeks ago, the SEC filed a civil fraud suit against the Wall Street giant. All those will need to be adjudicated over the next several weeks and months. But they're debating in the Senate now. Democrats are hoping to harness popular anger against big banks to pass the finance reform legislation, which is now on the floor of the Senate, being debated after 3 days of a Republican filibuster. Louise Story, former partner of the New York Times, joins us. Louise, does the tone of this debate, and it's early going yet, suggest that senators are really rewriting the rules for Wall Street and coming up with a plan to protect consumers?
Well, you mentioned the Goldman case, and that certainly is propelling reform. And a big piece of it, you know, is this consumer protection agency where they're putting protection all under one roof. The question is, if you make consumer products more transparent, as some say they really should be, they shouldn't be full of deception, you know, how will that cut into bank profits? You know, certainly bank profits come from, you know, rules that you don't know about.
Well, we'll test that assumption with Elizabeth Warren, who's the TARP Oversight Chair in the Congressional Oversight Committee. She's joining us in just a moment. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
Arizona lawmakers have made changes to a controversial immigration law signed last week. One change strengthens restrictions on using race or ethnicity as the basis for police questioning. Taking a look at markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are mixed as well. The Dow's going to start at 11,167. The S&P opens at 1,206. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,511. Well, there's more than 100 summer movies coming out in the next few weeks. We're going to tell you which ones you can safely skip and which you have to see.
And our trivia question is about top gross summer movies, so start thinking. We're also going to be monitoring the uptick in ways that people track their day-to-day behavior digitally. Do you track your behavior on some sort of digital Big Brother app? Does it change your behavior? Has it helped you? Tell us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. In a moment, Elizabeth Warren joins us. The Principles for Real Financial Reform, coming right up.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.